Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AngelTheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Caputa's here. Catherine's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. A dozen years or more she's been hanging out
with us. Don't tell them how long, Jim.
We've got her right out of high school, folks. President of,
yes,
of Self-Brand, author of You Are a Brand, author of Graduate to a Great Career, author of Women Who Brand. You're starting to get the picture.
It's all about
putting your best foot forward. Catherine, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So today you want to talk about putting your best foot forward with investors.
Right.
And I should stick in here as a preamble that the government has made it easier for you to do that as a small business, because the crowdfunding part of the Jobs Bill, the Jobs Act from a few years ago, made it easier and less dangerous to go out and call on people to get money. It was a time when you had to really jump through a bunch of hoops and you couldn't approach somebody you didn't know and all that kind of stuff. Well, they made it easier to do that. And so you need to learn those rules before you go out and approach people. But it is a lot looser than it was if you want to bring in investors, not borrow money, but investors into your business. So, Catherine, what do we need to know?
Well, I want to focus on the pitch, what do you say? You know, you generally have just a few minutes, certainly at the beginning, which is the most important part. And I think the first, I want to go over five tips. Number one is, remember that you're selling yourself as much as your business. A lot of people get up there and they, kind of are nervous and they give a kind of a very boring preamble. And that's not the way to go.
They think it's all about the product at that moment, don't they?
They think it's all about the product and the stats.
That's
wrong.
And
frankly, it's really more about you and people liking your charisma. They sense your character. They're kind of mentally asking themselves, is this person a good person to be running the business? Are they a good advocate? Would I want to work for this person?
When a bank thinks about loaning you money, folks, they know that there's collateral, and they know that you're going to pay them off one of these days and go away maybe, and they don't have to live with you forever. If you don't perform, they got collateral they can go after and get their money back. If a venture capitalist invests money, there's no collateral for them.
Right.
And their exit strategy is not like the term loan at the bank, 24 months or 36 months or whatever. Their exit strategy is whenever they can exit. And if they know that if things don't always go as planned, and when they don't, am I a partner with somebody who can tough it out and make something out of it?
Right, right.
They might even be thinking, okay, let's assume this product fails. Do I still want to be a partner with this person?
Right, right. They want a sense, too, that you've got the true grit to get through the tough things and that you're also able to pivot if the market changes or, what you're offering isn't quite right, how to pivot and adapt it to make it make sense.
Are you tough enough? That's exactly – I like the true grit thing.
That's
exactly right. And, along those lines, they'll tell you that one of the most important things – that they want to see in your presentation is the team.
Right.
They want to know who you are, just like you talked about yourself, putting your own best foot forward. They want to see who they want to know who your team is.
Yeah, that's a very important thing because the market can change, the product may have to adapt, and as I was saying before, but your team is going to be continuing. So you really want them to know that this team has true grit, too, and it's not just you that there's a group of people that are going to build this company and make money. So that's a key thing. Right. So you want to begin strong, with selling yourself, maybe have a little casual conversation right at the beginning. So have a question or two, an opening gambit. What's the most important point you want me to cover during my talk? you know, is a common one that people use with VCs. So mm-hmm. if you know that they're interested in the metrics and money, you want to emphasize that in your talk. So
and one of the ways to be able to pull this off is you better have role played this many times before you actually sit in front of them.
Right, right.
Somebody Absolutely. Else needs to be your foil. They need to be your hard-charging person, VC on the other side, venture capitalist on the other side, the investor, asking you all kinds of hard questions. So it isn't the first time that you go through this thing.
Right, because they've been through it a million times, you know, so they've yep. got the questions. They can sense the weak points. All right, so after your opening gambit, you really want to begin with a powerful, memorable beginning to your pitch. And I think it's smart to begin with, you know, a powerful tagline, you know, the tagline for your business.
Hey,
you know,
Catherine,
7 to 10 words.
Let's tell them about those 7 to 10 words. That's a perfect tease for the next segment. So, folks, whatever you do,
what
don't go
they?
Away. You're going to want to know what these 7 to 10 words are. They're golden. They're magic.
Okay.
If Catherine has them, they're magic. Quick break, 20 till Catherine Caputo.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.